Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start with Columbus Calvin Pearson Jr. Luckily for him and for us, Columbus Calvin Pearson Jr. picked up the nickname Duke, and that came from an uncle who loved Ellington's music and jokily called the young Columbus Duke when he first started showing his talent as a pianist. That was a Duke Pearson compo, Le Carousel, described in the liner notes on this August 61 recorded Black Lion album as, quote, Gallic merry-go-round played over a Latin American rhythm, unquote. The album is called Bag's Groove. Pearson's vastly underrated as both a pianist and composer. He became a producer for Blue Note Records, 63 to 70, during which time he also led a quite superb big band. Tragically, the onset of MS curtailed his work prematurely and his life. He died at 47. Thomas Howard was on bass, Lex Humphreys drums. Next up, our old chum, Dusko Gojković. Thank you. recorded in Tokyo, King No. 1 Studio indeed, July 96. Dusko Gojkovic trumpet, and Dusko wrote that song. He wrote 7 of the 9 songs on this Japanese paddle wheel CD. That song was In the Sign of Libra, Dusko being a Libran. Good news all round. The liner notes are in Japanese, so you're spared any of my quotes. Plus, a local rhythm section of Yutaka Shinina, piano, Shin Kamimura, bass, Masahiko Asaka, drums. Next, we have a little-known Welsh alto player, a track from one of his privately produced albums. Not really jazz, in fact. Definitely not jazz, you could say. But good fun. Always love a rousing version of Night Train. Well, it's always rousing, no matter who plays it. This was Johnny Hooper from Newport in South Wales. No, not an out-and-out jazz muso, but he certainly plays with passion. This was his 95 album Misty, helped by his chums Carl Simmons' keyboard and Huel Mag's guitar, plus some programming and mixing skills. Apparently, Hooper has now set up a well-reviewed and popular bistro, Johnny Hooper's saxophone bistro in Albufeira in the Algarve, Portugal, where he plays two nights a week, March to November. And if not exactly the real thing for our show, I reckon he well deserved this rare outing. Johnny Hooper. It's Ellingtonian time. was the Swede Rolf Eriksson and his own compo Rota Rota, way funkier than anything I've heard him play before. This is 71, September 1971, in Stockholm. Eriksson trumpet, Anders Lindskog on tenor, Rune Gustafsson guitar, Staffan Abelin electric piano to give it that funky sound, Roman Deilig bass, Leroy Love drums, and finally Kofi Eilvor conga. Eriksson was a short-term Ellingtonian at just over a year, 62-63. He also played in the big bands of Stan Kenton, Woody Herman, Buddy Rich, and earlier than that, with Harry James, Charlie Barnett, and Benny Carter. And after a stint in the US, he returned not to Sweden, but Germany. Talking of Charlie Barnett... Let the good times roll. Live at Club Oasis, Palm Springs, California, April 1960. Charlie Burnett, the leader, on tenor there. Alto and even soprano on other songs. Arnold Ross, piano. Bob Berto, bass. And Roy Roten, drums. Barnett is, of course, best known for his big band of the swing era and being one of the first band leaders to have a multiracial lineup. And that included some future stars. Roy Eldridge, Benny Carter, Charlie Shavers. But in the late 40s, the commercial stress of maintaining a big band proved too much, and he only dabbled in music thereafter. The occasional reformed big band and some small group stuff like this. Enjoyed that. We're off to Denmark next. Thank you. Bent Fabricius Jarl, born in Denmark, but known internationally by the glorious shortened form of Bent Fabric, and he had a hit with a song originally called Around a Piano, but that also went through a name change to become Alley Cat, and that's the name of this Atco LP, recorded in 64. Having a hit record obviously damaged him in the eyes of many jazz critics, but this is a wonderfully fun LP. We heard his own compo, Early Morning in Copenhagen, which is where we're going to stay for this fabulous version of the Billy Strayhorn compo, Isfahan. I say stay, we do actually pop over the bridge into Sweden. Sweden's finest jazzmen, Arne Domnerus, leader and alto, Bent Holberg, piano, Jörg Rydell, bass and Egil Johansson, drums. Yes, I know Rydell was born in the Czech Republic, but he moved to Sweden at the tender age of 4 and is now very Swedish. Isfahan from the Ellington Strayhorn LP, Far East Suite, has become a classic and much recorded. But have you ever heard a better version than that?
Well, girls are okay, but... Well, I don't want to give up my hot rod.
Oh no, that man again. Quick, let's hear from Montego Joe. Goodness, we are having a mixture this week, even more so than norm. A prestige LP called Arriba Con Montego Joe, the conga player from Montego Bay, Jamaica. Real name, Roger Sanders. He played conga on many great records by the likes of Art Blakey, Herbie Mann, Willis Jackson, Jack McDuff, Dizzy Gillespie, and of course, with his fellow Jamaican, Monty Alexander. This was his first album as a leader, recorded New York, May 64. That song was Fat Man, and was also released as a 45 single. Leonard Goins, trumpet, Al Gibbons, tenor, Chick Corea, piano, Eddie Gomez, bass, Milford Graves, drums, Robert Crowder, miscellaneous percussive things. Fat Man was dedicated to Montego Joe. He himself admitted it was because, quote, I'm a little on the pudgy side now, unquote. Been a while since I heard the term pudgy. Good word. Pianist Paul Smith is next. And by the way, his middle name is Thatcher. Smith's own compo, Blues a la PT, the PT standing for Paul Thatcher. Back in 1922, when the young Smith was named, his parents weren't to know how divisive the name Thatcher would become. Always loved Smith's piano playing, and I've been an avid collector of all his work as a leader and as a sideman. This capital LP, Softly Baby, was recorded in LA, Jan 57, with Barney Kessel guitar, Joe Mondragon bass, Stan Levy drums. Next up, Shelly Mann and his own compo, Sophisticated Rabbit. Thank you. This is from a contemporary label LP called Concerto for Clarinet and Combo, and that number takes up all of side one. Side two, and this song, Sophisticated Rabbit, which opens side two, has an entirely different lineup, except for the leader and drummer Shelley Mann. Different recording session too. July 57, Stu Williamson, trumpet, Charlie Mariano, alto, Russ Freeman, piano, Monty Budwig, drums. Oddly, this LP is floppy. Yes, all LPs can flex a bit, but this one is ultra-thin and can almost be folded in two. Very strange. Like those old freebie 45s that were sometimes included with magazines back in the 60s. That's way more than you want to know, but regular readers of Woman's Weekly will know exactly what I mean. Here's a pianist I saw at Ronnie Scott's recently. from an album of songs dedicated to the Italian film director Pier Paolo Pasolini. He was also a writer, poet, communist, intellectual, and impossibly good-looking. He was an actor, journalist, philosopher, and openly gay, when that was very rare. And he was brutally murdered in November 75 by being run over repeatedly with his own car and had his body partially burnt. And there was a 2014 film called Who Really Killed Pier Paolo Pasolini? It's still somewhat unresolved. The music is therefore almost an anticlimax after that story. The Italian pianist Antonio Ferrau is the leader of this trio recording date, May 2005, in Cavalico, Italy, with the Czech Miroslav Vitas on bass and the Frenchman Daniel Humer drums. That song was the theme from Una Vita Violenta. It's time for a big band. Meredith Irwin Florey, Med Florey for short. He was the lead tenor player in the Woody Herman Band in 53. Then in 54, with his chum bassist Red Kelly, he formed his own big band. This album, Jazz Wave, was recorded in LA in May 56, with, just to give you a sample of the talent, some notable names in the band, including Al Pacino, Bill Holman, Richie Kamuka, Russ Freeman yet again on piano, Red Kelly, Mel Lewis. We heard On a Slow Boat to China. By the 60s, Florey was playing less music and focused on writing screenplays and acting, but in the early 70s formed a group, Super Sax, dedicated to the music of Charlie Parker, and it was very successful for years and years. Next, a vocal. Well, almost. Thank you. That lovely, wordless vocal was by Jackie Dankworth. I saw her a few months ago at her mother's Christmas party concert, her mother being Cleo Lane, of course. This is the Mick Foster Group. Foster baritone there, soprano on some songs, Dominic Ashworth guitar, James Pearson piano, Dave Jones bass, and on drums, Simon Pearson, no relation to James. That song was Feverish. That song title was Feverish, I should have said. It's the last one, I'm afraid, and I've chosen the Sonny Rollins combo Doxy, played by the Mo Kaufman Quartet, all Canadians, and recorded in Toronto, May 58. The previous year, Kaufman had had an unexpected hit record with his own song, The Swinging Shepherd Blues. So this Jubilee LP is called The Shepherd Swings Again. Kaufman on flute, Ed Bickert guitar, Hugh Curry bass, Ron Rooley drums. As always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. Hope you've enjoyed all the numbers and that you'll rejoin me next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.